This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are talking about growth. But we're skipping the most expensive step in the whole process, finding brand new leads. Instead, we're focusing on how to maximize your revenue by, well, scaling the value of the client relationships you already have.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And for you, the listener, the mission today is pretty simple. We're going to build a strategic, data-driven framework.
Okay.
It's all about implementing a really efficient upsell and cross-sell plan, specifically using your Google Ads data. We're not talking about guesswork or, you know, soft pitches.
No.
This is about immediate, measurable ROI. It's about predictable growth. And it's all anchored in the data you already have.
And that foundation is so critical, isn't it? If you're listening to this, you've probably already had some success with your initial PPC campaigns.
Right.
And that success, it doesn't just give you leads. It gives you two other things that are maybe even more valuable. Trust and a ton of performance data.
Yes. That's the map.
That data, what keywords are converting, where you're efficient, what your actual CPA is, that's the map you need to unlock these new revenue streams.
Exactly. You know, when we talk about scaling, especially for a CEO or a marketing director, what do they care about?
Predictability, efficiency.
Predictability and efficiency. They are tired of high-risk, unproven ideas. Chasing cold prospects. I mean, that takes a massive sales overhead.
Oh, yeah.
And the timeline is totally unpredictable. But maximizing an account that's already proven, it's the exact opposite. It actually drives down your own cost per acquisition for the agency.
Because the sale is so much easier.
The sale is practically guaranteed. And for the client, it's the absolute fastest path to scaling their revenue.
Okay, let's just nail down that efficiency game for a second. Because the sources are really clear on this. It's not a small difference. Why is it so much easier to sell and upsell than it was to close that original deal?
The difference is monumental, really. Mm-hmm. First off, you have a much higher conversion rate. We know the probability of selling an additional service to a happy current client is just. It's exponentially higher than closing that first deal. You're starting from a base of proven performance.
And it's not just the conversion number, right? There's the whole friction point.
Absolutely. That's the second big advantage. Reduce friction. Just think about all the time that gets wasted in a cold sale.
Vetting the agency, understanding reporting, NDAs.
All of that. Setting up new communication channels. With an existing client, all of that integration is done. They know your reports. They trust your team.
So the project can just start generating ROI almost immediately.
Immediately. And then there's the third advantage. And this is the one that lets you, you know, drop the hard sales pitch entirely. It's the proof of concept.
Right. The proof is in the pudding.
Precisely. Yeah. Your successful management of their Google Ads campaign is the ultimate irrefutable case study. You don't need a deck with other clients' results.
You just point to their own dashboard.
You point to their own dashboard and you say, look, we did this for you. Here are the numbers. And now we can replicate it or expand it. The proposal just becomes a math problem, not a sales pitch.
So we've got the why. High efficiency, low friction, proven performance. That moves us straight into the how. And let's start with upselling. This is about scaling the service they already have, Google Ads.
Right, finding untapped potential in what's already working.
So what are the three core strategies we can deploy right away?
Okay, the first core upselling strategy is what we call geographic expansion proof.
This one seems pretty straightforward, but how do we make the argument airtight with data? So it's not just, hey, give us more money to target a new city.
You use hyper-specific CPA data. Mm-hmm. So let's say a regional campaign in, I don't know, Austin, Texas, is getting a really profitable $50 CPA.
Okay.
You isolate that data. Then you propose expanding into the adjacent San Antonio market. But the key is, you don't just propose it. You calculate a projection based on market size, search volume, and that proven CPA.
So you're showing them, based on Austin, that adding San Antonio at a, say, 25% budget increase should get them X more qualified leads.
Exactly. You're dramatically reducing their risk. You're basically saying, we have a machine that prints money in this area. Let's just apply the same formula over here.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, what's the second strategy?
It's a cousin to that one. Budget scaling based on CPA. This is for when a campaign is just... it's crushing its goals.
Yeah.
The CPA is consistently way below the client's target.
But isn't there a risk there? That's the CEO's biggest fear, right?
Yeah.
You ramp up the budget too fast, your efficiency goes down, and that CPA just shoots through the roof.
It's a totally valid concern. And that is why the data is our defense. We don't propose doubling the budget overnight.
It's incremental.
It's incremental, and it's backed by models. If their target CPA is $70 and you're consistently hitting 50, you propose a calculated, say, 25 or 50% increase with a safety threshold.
So you can show them the estimated extra return while making it clear the investment is still well below their acceptable cost.
You're speaking their language. It appeals directly to their motivation to scale,
right,
but to do it efficiently. That transparency is everything.
Okay, that brings us to the third upselling strategy, which is about expanding the funnel itself, ad channel addition.
Right. So if search ads, your lower funnel, high intent conversions are performing really well, you use that data to justify adding display, discovery, or even YouTube ads.
Can you elaborate on that link? I mean, how does a successful search campaign justify spending on channels that, you know, don't convert right away?
Because it creates a really powerful closed loop. The data from search tells you exactly which users, which demographics, which customer profiles are the most profitable.
Right.
Then take that highly qualified user data and you feed it into Google's targeting algorithms to build these sophisticated lookalike audiences for display and YouTube.
So the immediate ROI from search is actually funding a hyper-targeted awareness campaign on other platforms.
Precisely. You're not just throwing budget blindly at display ads anymore. You're putting your brand and future intent campaigns directly in front of people who look exactly like your proven converters.
You're building a predictable lead flow for tomorrow.
Exactly. You're building an asset for the future using the success of today.
That's a perfect transition, because now we move from upselling, scaling what works now, to cross-selling, introducing a complementary service. And the sources strongly suggest the most powerful cross-sell for a Google Ads client is a long-term SEO strategy.
Yes. And this is where you have to present the core philosophical argument. We call it the dependency argument.
Okay, the dependency argument.
You have to frame their current PPC success very clearly. The traffic is amazing, it's powerful, but it is fundamentally rented traffic. They are paying a rising toll for every single click.
I love that framing, rented versus owned, but let me play devil's advocate. The client's happy, they're seeing immediate returns from PPC. Why on earth should they start a long, expensive SEO project that might not show results for 6 months? That's where you lose them.
And that's the exact challenge you have to meet with data. You have to spell out the risk of that dependency. As their market gets more competitive, what happens to cost per click?
It goes up. Always.
It inevitably rises. So their PPC budget just keeps climbing to maintain the same lead volume, and their profit margins shrink. SEO, building that own traffic, is the long-term investment that protects them from that risk. It's an insurance policy against rising costs.
So you're selling them margin protection for the long haul, not just traffic. How do you make that connection feel immediate?
Through direct data integration, you pull up their search terms report, you show the client the exact high converting keywords they are paying for right now, maybe $5 a click.
Mm-hmm.
Then you propose an SEO campaign focused on aggressively ranking organically for those exact same proven terms.
That keyword data is the bridge. It's not a guess anymore. It's a literal list of money-making keywords.
Exactly. You're telling them you're paying $5 for every lead on this term. We can systematically work to capture that same lead organically for free. It creates this perfectly logical, data-driven bridge between their immediate need PPC and their long-term goal of stability with SEO.
That makes the pitch feel almost mandatory. Okay, so what's the final cross-selling strategy? Filling the gaps. What gaps are we looking for?
In that same search terms report, you're not just looking for the transactional keywords, the buy now stuff.
Right.
You're looking for high-volume informational queries. These are terms that signal early research intent. Things like, what are the best practices for X service? Or comparison of software providers.
And those terms are usually way too expensive or inefficient for a direct PPC campaign that's focused only on immediate conversion.
Precisely. If you bid on those, your CPA could go through the roof because the person isn't ready to buy. But if you ignore them, your competitors capture that user early on.
Ah, so the gap you're filling is becoming the authority.
Yes. If those high-volume, relevant informational queries are showing up, you cross-sell an SEO content package, a pillar page strategy, educational guide, something like that.
This lets the client capture prospects really early in the journey, build trust, and sort of warm them up organically before a competitor pays a fortune to grab them later on.
It aligns perfectly with what a CEO wants. Mm-hmm. Measurable, strategic growth. This whole approach, both the upselling and cross-selling, is about using data transparency to present proven opportunities. Yeah. You're being a proactive partner.
Absolutely. So to recap for you, the listener, we've covered two main growth pillars, and they're both anchored entirely in your existing campaign data. We looked at upselling.
Right. Scaling successful spend through things like geographic expansion, calculated budget increases, and adding channels like display and YouTube.
And then we covered cross-selling, which is about building those long-term owned assets with SEO.
And we use the dependency argument to talk about rising costs, and then that direct data integration to prove that investing in organic traffic for proven keywords is just the smartest financial decision they can make next.
I think the ultimate takeaway here is that a strategic upsell and cross-sell strategy, it's not about pushing services they don't want. It's about leveraging the trust and the metrics you've already earned to show the client the next most profitable, at least risky step they can take.
Which leaves you with this one provocative thought to consider. If your current client base already has a proven high ROI template for expansion built right into it, are you or is your business leaving predictable revenue on the table by focusing too much on the expensive, time-consuming hunt for new leads instead of maximizing the opportunities that are already clearly defined right there in front of you? The roadmap is already built. You just need to start the expansion.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.